Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's hour two. We're live in L.A., the home of last-second come-from-behind wins by Baker Mayfield. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, Blazing 5 in a couple of minutes. Eric Mangini as well. J-Mac is joining me. He has crushed. Brazil's out. Croatia moves on. It's not like Croatia's second tier. It's a great, soccer country.
But we don't get Brazil-Argentina in the semifinals.
Well, Argentina historically has let us down a lot.
Indeed. This is setting up, Colin, where Lionel Messi gets the one thing he doesn't have, a World Cup title, and he takes the claim as the greatest player in the history of the sport. He's certainly top three. It's like, you know.
Pele, Messi, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo's in the discussion, certainly. I think Messi winning a World Cup, Colin, that would be incredible for Lionel Messi.
Absolutely. All right, let's not waste any time. I'm just on a high after the Baker Mayfield performance last night. Let's do our Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Vikings and Lions.
I'm going to start with a favorite. I'm going to take Detroit at home -2. They've won four of their last five games. Jared Goff, longest stretch of his career without an interception, four games. Amaron St. Brown, Jamal Williams, they are playing well, and they're very good at home. The Vikings, meanwhile, the defense since week 10 has gone into the tank. It's awful everywhere, and Kirk Cousins on the road this year, not the same guy. Seven TDs and seven picks, that's it. Lions win, Lions cover, 28-24, Detroit.
Ravens at Steelers.
I'll take another small favorite. Pittsburgh -2 is the side. Coming off back-to-back wins, first time in the season. They're 4-1 when TJ Watt plays. They have not had a giveaway in a month, four games. That's big for Kenny Pickett. The Ravens, meanwhile, are broken offensively. You go since 2020 when Lamar doesn't play, they're 1-5. He is the edge they need. They've also become very turnover prone. Five giveaways in the last three games. I'm going to take the Steelers and Kenny Pickett to not throw a picket and win 24-20.
Browns at Bengals.
Now dogs. I like Cleveland +5.5. Kevin Stefanski is 5-0 against Cincinnati. And this team is running the football back-to-back games with 170-plus rushing yards. Eight games this year with 170-plus rushing yards, most in the NFL. And their offense this season, When it comes to big plays and rushing, they're surprisingly good. Believe it or not, Cleveland is. Joe Burrow's 0-4 against the Browns. It's a divisional game. T. Higgins is hurt. These divisional games always feel closer. I think Cincinnati wins 28-27, but I'm going to take the points divisional game with Cleveland.
Panthers at Seahawks.
Upset, baby. Panthers plus 4.5. Like it. I love it. They're coming off a bye, and their defense is healthy and playing well. They've held opponents to 15 points or fewer in three straight games. If you go since week 10 and look at the Seahawks defense, it's bad getting worse. Carolina's is good getting better. The Seahawks have lost 2 of 3, lucky to beat the Rams. And Kenneth Walker is out. DJ Dallas, his backup, is hurt. They will not be able to control the line of scrimmage. They'll need Geno to throw without a run game. Panthers upset the Seahawks 24-23.
Patriots at Cardinals.
I'll take Arizona Monday Night Football at home plus 2. Coming off a bye, Kyler Murray's getting healthier. DeAndre Hopkins and Hollywood Brown will play in just their second game together. By the way, the Patriots' offense was limited. It's been a BB gun since week 7. They're 0-6 this year when scoring 20 points this year, 20-plus points. The Patriots' offense since week 7, averaging 4.9 yards a play. Since week 7, they have 7 touchdowns. That is it. And Mac Jones, in the last 5 games, has been sacked 20 times. So they don't have weapons on the outside. The offensive line has regressed. Mac Jones has lost confidence. Arizona at home. I'm going to take Arizona. I think they're going to beat him 27-20. This New England team's not good. Maybe they need Baker Mayfield. There you go. There's my picks. Two favorites, Lions, Steelers, small favorites, both at home. And then taking some dogs. Browns cover, Panthers win, Cardinals at home win. All joking aside, I did think last night was a fairly remarkable achievement. 48 hours, 35 passes, game-winning drive. Eric Mangini, head coach with the Jets and Browns, now Fox Sports, join us. Listen, I said earlier, he's always played well with adrenaline and edge. He's got a little Favre in him. He's not good with structure and rules, but when you say, hey, here's a ball, go win it, baby. He's got a Vegas quality to him. I thought it was sort of a really cool sports moment and may get him another team to say, let's give him a 2-year contract. What'd you make of it?
Colin, if you and I sat down at our steak place and we're going to pitch like movie themes to Fox, and I said, okay, well, how about the Jets come back from a 99% chance of losing and they beat the Browns and it adds – you know, life to their season. You're like, oh, that seems a little ridiculous. I say, okay, well, stay with me. How about this? This team hires a former player who's only coached high school, and he comes out and wins the opening game. You're like, that's too ridiculous. And I say, okay, former number one draft pick goes to struggling Super Bowl team with two days of practice and ends up orchestrating a 98-yard drive to win the game. You know, it's ridiculous. It was ridiculous, too. It's what makes the NFL so great. I hated it for Las Vegas and all my friends there, but I loved it for Baker. I think that everybody loves looking at a redemption story.
Yeah.
And he does play better with an edge. He plays better when everybody counts him out. And this was sort of the ultimate view of that or situation that he could have been thrust into.
You know, I looked at this. A quarter of the coaches in the league are fired annually, which is absurd, but it's true. It's getting worse, by the way. Now guys don't even get a second year. A quarter of the teams need a quarterback. And I think over the next 4 or 5 games, if Baker plays well and leaves, the Rams get a compensatory pick. They're dying for draft capital. So I think it's an opportunity. The Rams want to showcase Baker. Baker wants to showcase himself. I do think there's going to be a handful of teams, if he plays well, that'll say, listen, we're not going to give him a 5-year deal, but for a couple of years, I could see a Houston going for it, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that when he got let out of his contract, that there was something with San Francisco where if he cleared waivers, he'd go to the 49ers. And that's why he did what they did. And then the Rams stepped in and claimed him. And he does what he does. And he gets that opportunity to say, the two previous situations for me weren't great, but I can still play. I can still perform at a high level. And when you do things like he did on you know, a national stage, it's hard for people not to take a step back and say, maybe he'll work well with us. Maybe the situation wasn't right in those other places, but he'll work well with us.
Yeah. I want to go to Tom Brady. So he goes back to San Francisco. And there's a lot of rumors about that. I listened this morning. We haven't put him on the show yet, to a couple of sound bites from him. He got very nostalgic. His parents are getting older. I can't be the only person that listens to that. I don't think it's a hot take. I mean, did you hear those bites? Didn't it sound like he wants to come west?
Colin, you presented it to me about a month ago, and I didn't think it was crazy at that point, and I think it's less crazy now. And I heard the same things that you heard. The love that he has for that organization, for being on the West Coast, for being close to his family. And you hear about how he never got a chance to play in Candlestick and the quarterbacks that he looked up to. It could be a great situation. The team's built to win. They've got a great defense. They've got playmakers. They can run the ball. And then he comes in for a year. And who would you want tutoring Trey Lance besides Tom Brady? And you could use Trey Lance in packages to help change the momentum and the style of the game at any point. I think it could be a great fit and a great ending to his career.
So anything surprise you? Maybe it was the result with Brock Purdy being inserted into a game, no first team reps or snaps in practice. What did you make of him in that game?
Yeah, you can add that to our list of movie pitches that we're going to make. You know, Mr. Irrelevant comes in, and what, they throw 37 times? That's a big ask
for Brock Purdy. Yeah,
that hasn't played. And in watching the tape, for the most part, he made good decisions. There were a handful of plays of Colin where as you're watching the tape, you're going to have to say, look, we don't need you to win the game for us. You just got to make sure you don't lose the game for us by trying to be a superhero, a couple times throwing across his body and things like that. It was really encouraging from San Francisco's perspective, A, that he could come in and play the way he did, and B, that Shanahan would have the confidence to let him throw the ball as many times as he did.
You coach the Jets, you know the culture, and it's interesting. I said this a couple of weeks ago when I watched Mike White. I didn't like benching Zach Wilson. I thought, oh boy, you're going to ruin him. And then I watched Mike White, and it was sometime in the second or third quarter. I was like, oh wait, right now Mike White's a better NFL quarterback. He's bigger. He's more accurate. The guys like him. He should be quarterbacking. Robert Saleh is not going to put his career in the hands of somebody who's frankly not close to being a franchise quarterback right now. The Jets are fascinating. There'll be a Baker Mayfield, Jimmy Garoppolo. Do you resurrect Zach Wilson? I watch him with Mike White, and I'm like, it's happened before. The later round guy is better. We know the defense is good. We know Breece Hall's coming back. What do you do right now with the Jets at quarterback? Going forward, what do you do?
Well, you're going to just have to see how Mike White works out. And remember, he played two games last year, and then he had the implosion against Buffalo, so now he gets to play Buffalo again. And look, even though he had two picks last game, you know, one bounced off a wide receiver, one was really late in the game, he put him in a position to win the game. He's in the final year of his contract, and they're gonna let this play out and see whether or not they feel like he can be the answer moving forward. Now, remember in Cleveland with Derek Anderson, Derek had that big year. They signed him. It was after Brady Quinn got hurt. And then they're facing the same situation that the Jets would be facing the same situation that Cleveland was facing, where they have a guy that they signed to a contract and a number one sitting on the bench. And you don't really know if either one is truly the answer. That they're getting as good an opportunity as they can to evaluate a guy. And this week is going to be huge, especially in light of what he did last year against Buffalo.
So as a former Patriot assistant that spent some time there and won rings, multiple rings, Vance Joseph comes out, the Arizona coordinator, and he comes out and he says, yeah, when I look at their offense, New England, it's like it's being run by a defensive coach. I'm like, okay, that's you don't really say that publicly, right? Like that was a shot at Patricia, right?
It was definitely a body blow, but I don't know if it was intentional or if he just got too honest in the moment as to how he felt. You know, could there be an element of gamesmanship where they really want Mac Jones to throw the ball deep and they're trying to bait him into it? It didn't feel like it the way that he presented it, but that is a challenge when you move to the other side of the ball. And I did it in San Francisco. You don't know the nuances. You don't have the layers of years of experience of working on that side of the ball. So you sometimes do default to a more mechanical approach to coaching that side. And it's not that it's flawed. It just doesn't have the same depth of play calling that you would with years of experience. And that was really my issue, Colin, with when Mac Jones is in a slump. If you don't know how to coach quarterbacks and be able to draw on what works and what doesn't, it's hard to pull some of those players out of that.
Yeah, I misread this earlier on my Blazing 5. I misread this. The Patriots are 0-6 when allowing 20-plus points this season. So basically, they can win one game. One way. They can win one way. You can't. If you can win one way in the NFL, you're going to eventually get exposed. And I think since week 7, 7 total touchdowns. I mean, that's, I don't care how smart Belichick is. That's just not the league. That is. I don't know. That is bad.
Yeah, it's hard. And with a young quarterback who's pressing to some degree, what do you tell him? And then when you do tell him those things, is he going to look at you and say, well, do you really know what you're talking about? Because you don't have any experience in this world. I mean, he's been playing quarterback a long, long time. But, you know, as Mac goes, they're going to go. So it's hard in the short term.
Eric Mangini, have a great weekend, coach. Thanks.
Awesome. Good to see you, Colin.
Good to see you. No, that's one of the things I always kind of crack up about social media is like, it is hard to be an expert at something. So if you spend, let's say, 20 years in the mortgage business, 20 years in the biochemical business, any business, the music industry, 20 years daily reps, you're probably close to an expert at it. You really know it. The internet is all about people who've spent no time in it telling people who've spent 20 years in industries how to do their job better. Like, it is hard. Just because you go to a hospital as a doctor or went to medical school doesn't mean if you're an ear, nose, and throat guy, you get the brain, like it, or the heart. Like, you have to specialize. And you can coach football your entire life. You don't get offense. I mean, Tom Brady, the story, made fun of Belichick. Belichick would talk in a certain language, and Seth Wickersham, I think, was the journalist who came on our show, and he talked to Brady about something Belichick had said, and Brady said about Bill Belichick, the best football coach ever, he's a defensive coach. That's how he talks. Like Robert Saleh and Sean McVay. McVay doesn't know nearly as much about defense, and Saleh doesn't have a clue about offense compared to McVay. So even when you're in an industry, there's specialization. Now, on social media, nobody's put the time in, but everybody wants to lecture more successful people all about expertise. So it's like, just watch the Patriots as a prime example. Matt Patricia's been a head coach, a defensive coordinator. This offense gets worse every 2 or 3 weeks. It just gets worse and worse. And he has no feel for it. He has no touch for it. Like everything, it's you got to spend time at stuff. You can't just, I've been with people and like every guy thinks that can hit the golf ball a little. Deep down thinks, you know, if I really committed to golf, you know, I really committed, If your club pro, who's a scratch golfer, could play on the tour, he wouldn't be selling golf shirts at the club. He'd be on the tour. Like, do you know how good you have to be on the tour? I always tell the story. Peter Jacobson's now a broadcaster. I went to an event years ago in Portland, Oregon. It was called the Fred Meyer event. Peter's a very funny guy, musically inclined, and he would host this huge event every year. I never get invited, but the point was I would go live and promote it, and Peter would come on. And I've told this story probably once a year. And Peter was at the point where he wasn't winning on the tour. He could compete and make the cut, but wasn't winning. And he was in his 40s. I don't know how old Peter is now, maybe mid-50s, late 50s. Peter, before he went on inside to speak, he's a very entertaining guy, very much the entertainer, was hitting like a 2 or 3 iron from about 200 yards out because it was held at a golf course. So Peter's on the driving range just outside of the tent where everybody's pulling in, drinking. He's going to go speak. Here's a guy who is struggling on the tour as he gets older. He's going to go to the Champions Tour and win a bunch of money. He hit a bucket of balls, and I'm sitting there waiting to do my live shot. He hit probably 60 balls. 58 of them within a hula hoop size ring, 170 yards out. Slice. I mean, everything. I mean, it was rainbow, slice. And he used two different clubs. And I'm like, and he's battling to make the cut as he gets older on the tour. Like, people have no idea how great you have to be to make the PGA Tour. And then once you make it, to make a cut. You don't have teammates. It is you and the travel and the pressure. Like, golfers to me are insane. You can't even have literally you can't have back-to-back bad holes or you miss the cut. I mean, if you have an 8, bye. Sponsors are bailing. You don't make the cut. So it's look at what's happening to the Patriots. A head coach, a coordinator, you give him the offense. It's gotten worse and worse. They have 7 touchdowns since week 7. They've been a football coach for 25 years. Expertise is hard, even within a hospital or within football. You just know the bit that you know. We should appreciate expertise more. What McVay and those guys did offensively with Baker last night is insane. No defensive coach could do that. No chance.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors Dippers love, mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Yeah. Harry Kane and the Three Lions look to continue their run toward a first World Cup in over 50 years. But we'll have to get through Kylian Mbappe and the reigning champs. England versus France. The action kicks off at 2 p.m. Eastern time on Fox.
By the way, I saw this. Tua leads the Pro Bowl voting. That, well, you're laughing at that. So Tua leads the Pro Bowl voting narrowly over Justin Jefferson, over Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce. A, he's easy to root for. B, Dolphins offense is fun. But, you know, like centers generally don't sell shoes in the NBA. Steph Curry does. Smaller, more relatable. I think Tua's story is more relatable. It's also a ringing endorsement on what support can do. So Kirk Cousins last year, I talked about this earlier, 6-8 in one-score games with a defensive coach. Kirk Cousins this year with an offensive head coach, 9-0 in one-score games. Jared Goff, remember his last year with McVay when McVay was done with him? Like they were really struggling? His last year with McVay, 20 touchdowns, 90 passer rating, Goff, very average. This year, through 12 games with Detroit, they've put their arms around him, got him a tackle, got him receivers. Already 19 touchdown passes and a 96 rating. Do I think those guys in Detroit are way better than Sean McVay? No. But it's a great example. Miami has gone all in on Tua. I saw a quote yesterday. So Tua really struggled last week. First thing Mike McDaniel does, comes out and says, everything that went wrong was not a direct result of Tua. Last year, before Mike McDaniels got there, Brian Flores was the coach. He was asked, criticism from coaches and fans last year, Tua said he would stand in front of the mirror, and I'm quoting here, and ask himself, do I suck? Like, listen, man, it's hard enough to make it in this league. Jared Goff feels supported in Detroit. His last year, I mean, I saw him beat Mahomes when McVay believed in him, and he felt supported. That last year, he couldn't get out of LA. When they traded him, I felt like he felt relieved. Detroit put their arms around him. Jared Goff's been pretty good. He's been great at home. He's been pretty good with a bunch of young teammates. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Boy, Tua suffering from imposter syndrome was not something that I anticipated when this guy was carving up defenses at Alabama. Remember the Tank for Tua program?
Oh, yes.
Everybody was all aboard that. And now he's asking if he sucks after two spotty years.
Well, I think, you know, years ago, this is years and years ago, A-Rod was a Yankee, and they played, I think, Detroit in a playoff series, and he got dropped by Joe Torre to like eight in the lineup.
Mm.
He couldn't hit. He was in a brutal, you know, his life coach. He was, and I'm like, that's A-Rod. Great looking, rich, unbelievable talented. A-Rod lost his confidence upstairs, and Joe, and I think it was Joe Torre. He got dropped against the Tigers in a playoff series to like eighth in the batting order. A-Rod. Like, this is why a lot of athletes have these sort of almost preposterous cartoonish egos. You know, because there's so many critics. I mean, Adam Silver's like, my players are miserable. There are so many critics firing shots at you. I don't blame a 29-year-old kid if he puts this protective bubble around, surrounds himself with some yes men that feed him optimistic and hope and support. Like, I get it. There's so much negativity. I'm old. I didn't grow up on a phone. But if you're 27 years old,
hey, you've been on social media for over a decade, and it's a torrent of negativity.
And yeah, it's like, I get Kevin Durant, like, firing back. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But he grew up with a phone. I didn't. So it's like, sometimes for these athletes, surrounding yourself with, like, yes men and Derek Jeter used to always say that. When he'd get in a slump, people would ask him, you're 0 for 16. He's like, all I think about is hitting it hard. I hang out with yes men. Or he would say, I hang out with guys that are optimistic and hopeful.
Positive, yeah. Because who wants to hang out with negative people? Nobody does.
Some people are happy when they're miserable. I'm not, but there are people like that.
I fortunately don't know any people like that. All right, let's go to Baker Mayfield, the hero last night. Game-winning touchdown drive in his first game in L.A. Claimed by the Rams on Tuesday, Colin, but he actually had a feeling he would end up in L.A. So he said after the win that he took a gamble and booked his flight to L.A.
Isn't that great?
Before even knowing the Rams
would get
him.
Isn't that
great? Well, think about it. Where are you going to go once you're out of Carolina? You know, it's December. It's cold in, like, what, 70% of the country?
Rams don't have a guy. Stafford's all banged up, by the way. He's got, like, six different little tiny maladies. Some people believe it's more serious than being let on. I don't know.
The elbow, it's the spinal bruise.
It's a lot.
It could be mental, too. It's like, yeah. I just won a Super Bowl, man. We're not going anywhere. I'm just going to chill, you know? But happy for Baker, your guy. Maybe we get him on the show now that he's living out here in
LA. He won't come on, I'm sure. But I am happy for him. Absolutely. I mean, you have no heart if you weren't rooting for him last night. That was a great, great moment in American sports. That was a great moment. I grew up years ago. I don't remember everything, but years ago, look up Clint Longley. Now, this is like in the 70s. Roger Staubach got hurt. They were playing at the time George Allen Washington, their biggest rival at the time. And a guy named, what's this, Alex? It was on Thanksgiving, and Clint Longley comes in for Dallas. Never heard of him. I didn't know what a depth chart was when I was, you know, however I was old. And Clint Longley on Thanksgiving takes over for Roger Staubach and wins the game. Why can I remember that? What is it? 35, 40 years later. They were trailing 16-3, the Cowboys were. Clint Longley came in, led him to a win. On the morning meeting this morning, I brought up Clint Longley, and my young staff's like,
who?
Old man's gone crazy.
I thought you were talking about Luke Longley of the Chicago Bulls.
And so,
with Jordan.
Why do I remember Clint Longley? Because it's great drama. It was a movie last night. That's what we watched. If you don't like that, Baker will remember that in 50 years. That will be a top three moment.
Speaking of drama, Colin, let's get to the next story. Odell Beckham. Interesting. So the Giants, Bills, and Cowboys all seem to have claimed they have an inside track to sign him. But Odell, if he does join a new team, he said he'd only focus on playing in the postseason.
Oh, boy. He's making terms now?
I haven't made the decision. And for me, it's like I would like to be in a stable environment, get up 6 a.m., leave at 6 p.m. for 4 weeks, and then let's talk about it. I've played football for a long time. Like, I'm not saying that I couldn't step in and play regular season, but I don't see the point. I really don't. Like, I would rather play when that pressure's on. I would rather play when the lights is on.
Well, maybe a team that wants you sees a point because they're battling for a playoff spot. Like, I don't think at this point OBJ is setting terms.
Yeah.
You took your payments in Bitcoin, lost millions of dollars. You've got multiple injuries. The teams will decide. You're not getting a lot of offers. It's like not really up to you to decide when you want to play.
So I was just looking up when the injury was. It was early February, the Super Bowl. It wasn't during last season. It was early February. That's only about 10 or 11 months post-surgery. For the ACL, Colin. That's not a long time. Yeah. He's saying I want to play playoffs. It's probably because he can't play right now due to the injury and recovery. And finally, Colin, quarterfinals of the World Cup. Croatia-Brazil, an incredible ending to this match. 0-0 in regulation. Neymar scores in overtime. Brazil was 4 minutes away from victory. And in the 117th minute, Croatia equalized. And in penalty kicks, Brazil missed two. Croatia hit all of theirs. And the heavily favored Brazilians are out. Who's favored to win the NFL Super Bowl right now? Is it Buffalo? I think Buffalo overtook KC. It would be like if, you know, Kansas City went out in the second round of the playoffs or something. Still, you just don't anticipate that.
I think you're more upset about the financial loss.
No, because I have futures on Argentina. Okay. That was my big before.
Okay.
I'm betting on the Lionel Messi narrative the same way you're betting.
That's going to be great. That'll make it a – that well, because it's really been – and tell me if I'm wrong here. It's been the World Cup of upsets.
There have been some big ones. Morocco advancing was an absolute stunner. Brazil, the favorites being bounced. And now Argentina plays Netherlands here.
Oh, that'll be great. Because one of the great defenders in the world is for Netherlands.
Yeah, the Netherlands is solid. But I'm just going to remind you, the numbers I know you don't love analytics all the time. The numbers say the U.S. almost played them equally.
Yeah, I know, but my eyes told me that's
not
true.
The eye test said something a little different. Well, the numbers today for Brazil said Brazil smoked Croatia, and they end up losing.
But the scoreboard in my eyes said we were not nearly as good. A piece of paper said it was a draw.
I don't think we're ready for an analytics discussion. I'll save that for the final hour and herd headlines. By the way, we've got a couple whoppers coming
in the final hour.
So just keep it locked, yes.
All right. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
My staff cannot believe the Clint Longley story. They thought I was making it up, like it was Santa Claus or something. And then they looked it up and they're like, once again, hold Uncle Colin in high esteem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're in my ear, they're like, what the hell? It's actually a real person.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Save up to half in your wireless plan. ConsumerCellular.com/TheHerd. Promo code is TheHerd. All right, so we were saying Baker Mayfield last night. I believe with that drive, there's a lot of GMs in this league that are like sitting there, eight or nine of them looking at a quarterback. They don't love who's in the draft, or they don't love the guy they have. So this is more about a two-year or a three-year offer. I'm not saying people look at Baker and go, let's build a franchise around him. Cleveland bailed, Carolina bailed, and he probably won't be in L.A. But this is sort of a bridge quarterback for 2 years in this league. Pay him $18 million a year. It's real money, right? He's a bridge guy. So we'll throw the options up. Who would I take? You ready to go?
Yeah. Let's get started. I think we're going with this guy first. Baker Mayfield or Daniel Jones of the New York Giants?
For 2 years, I'd go Baker Mayfield.
I would agree with you.
Daniel Jones is 19, yeah. 29-1. And in the end, Baker throws a better football, got a little more leadership chutzpah. I'd take Baker.
Chutzpah, I like that word. Now, this was a little more challenging. Baker Mayfield or Mac Jones of the New England Patriots?
I would take Mac. Mac has regressed. Mac had a very strong rookie year with bad weapons in an improving division. So, I mean, last year he had to face Saleh and before Mike McDaniel, that had defense, Brian Flores. You know, so like there was some and Sean McDermott. He came in as a rookie against defensive coaches and was pretty darn good last year. I think he's regressed because of coaching and what's around him. I'd take Mac.
I would agree. Now this one, Baker Mayfield, or we can call him a veteran, Jared Goff.
I would take Jared Goff. Jared Goff has 3 playoff appearances in 6 years. Come on now. First of all, you don't get any nonsense at the podium. He's not a cowboy. He can follow direction. Goff's better than he was a number one pick too for a reason. He's a really talented quarterback. He's just not athletic.
Yeah. I don't know. That's honestly a coin flip. I'm not saying they're equal quarterbacks. I just think Goff is very limited. He does look good with Detroit, and I like your pick this weekend. All right. This one's spicy. Baker Mayfield or Washington Commanders quarterback Taylor Heinicke?
This isn't close. You'd take Baker Mayfield. You don't think Baker Mayfield's a better arm talent, a better player?
Who's going to fall in line better, Baker Mayfield or Taylor Heinicke?
Neither, but Baker's a better player. Taylor Heinicke makes some cringy throws.
Taylor Heinicke's just happy to be here, Colin. He was at ODU going to get his master's.
That's right.
They call him out. Now he's winning games.
Timeout. So they both lack ideal discipline, but one's got actual real big boy first, second round talent. I mean, this guy, Taylor's undrafted.
Are you worried about Taylor Heinicke at night getting a call from somebody, the front office, cops? Hey, man, you know, this guy's causing trouble. He's
Baker's married to Emily. He ain't getting in trouble at night. Now, will he go to a podium with his hat on backwards and say something? The PR team will have to spend all day with it. Yeah.
You see the rappers in LA last night coming out saying, oh, Baker, we're going to the club tonight. You didn't see those videos?
Okay. No.
Yes. I think it's closer than you think. But anyway, Baker Mayfield or recently benched Atlanta Falcons quarterback Marcus Mariota.
Baker throws a better football. Marcus Mariota cannot stay healthy. Marcus is a really nice guy. He's got some good size. He's athletic, but he doesn't throw a great football, not very verbal, gets hurt a lot, Baker Mayfield. This is, if you just joined us now, we're playing this game, is kind of a bridge quarterback for 2 years, $18 million per. Which would I take?
Baker Mayfield or Pittsburgh rookie Kenny Pickett, who is 24 years old.
Yeah, no, so Kenny Pickett I like. First of all, Kenny Pickett's getting better every week. So Kenny Pickett hasn't thrown a pick. 4 straight games without a pick. Kenny's bigger. Kenny's a little more mobile. Kenny, you know, he started a lot of college games. I also think Kenny Pickett, he really does feel like Pittsburgh, not just because he played there. He's kind of got a good old boy, let it rip. I like, you know, Kenny Pickett, there's something there. I don't think this one's hard. I think you're going to go with Kenny Pickett for several years.
Okay, now this is probably the most interesting one, because this is where he could land in the offseason. Baker Mayfield or Davis Mills in Houston?
Not even close, Baker Mayfield. He could sell tickets there. Also, Davis Mills in his career has 27 TDs and 21 picks. So it ain't even close to 2-1. So, and again, I think for 2 years, if you drafted a quarterback, Baker, Houston's got Oklahoma Sooner fans everywhere, Big 12 fans. And Baker just would make, you know what Houston isn't ever? Interesting.
There you go.
If you're going to be awful, be interesting. That's what's scary about New England. They're now boring and not very good.
So you take Will Anderson with the first pick.
Yes.
You bring on Baker as your bridge quarterback.
Absolutely.
And you look at Caleb Williams in 2024.
Absolutely. You build up the roster. They've got a really nice running back. They've got a couple of decent weapons. And you draft the heck out of this draft.
I think
draft.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right, Baker Mayfield or your friend, Andy Dalton.
Baker. Andy's 35. Dalton also tends to be a shrink in the moment guy. Do you think Andy Dalton could have done what Baker Mayfield did last night?
If the game was in primetime, absolutely not.
No. Baker sometimes has more confidence than he should.
Yeah.
But Andy Dalton doesn't do that last night.
I kind of want to skip this one, but Baker Mayfield or Mike White of the New York Jets?
I would actually stay with Mike White.
Woo!
First
Love
of all,
it.
Big guy, accurate thrower. He's a little boomer bust. 300 passing yards plus in three of his five career starts. So there is something there. I want to see the next five starts. The team likes him. That throw to Corey Davis, I think there's something there.
He's got a happy to be here vibe. I'm really happy to get in this moment and get this opportunity. I'm going to deliver for you.
And he's got an arm. He can make throws. He's big.
Baker Mayfield or Indy's Matt Ryan?
Oh, I'd take Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Matt's 37, no longer moves. Matt had a great career. He gets, like a Phillip Rivers, he'll get some Hall of Fame votes, get a handful, got to a Super Bowl, won an MVP. But I think at this point, Baker's still athletically got two or three years more of kind of in his prime. He's still a young kid. Yeah.
Does he make sense in Indy, Baker?
You know what makes sense in Indy? Offense. I mean, seriously, they don't have, they've got a young receiver out of Cincinnati, the Bearcats. Is it Pierce?
Pierce? He's overtaken Pittman in the receiver so, share.
But they need offense. They need juice to that franchise. Baker gives you a little juice.
Okay. Baker Mayfield or San Francisco's starter two quarterbacks ago, Trey Lance.
This team, San Francisco, defense, run game. I said this 2 days ago. I don't think Baker fits in San Francisco. I don't think they want a disciplined, accurate thrower, stays within the lines. They don't need his ego. Like Brock Purdy, accurate. That's the concern about Trey Lance. It'd be okay if he was limited athletically. But Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones out of college, reportedly, because he's accurate.
Yeah.
So Baker's accuracy is very hit and miss. Last night he was in rhythm. He was very good. So I don't think I'd stay with Trey Lance. I'd give him a shot, and I'd stay with Brock Purdy, I think.
Okay, and the final one, Baker Mayfield or Brock Purdy?
I think Brock Purdy fits. I think he fits.
We got three quarters of Brock Purdy, and you're sold.
No, I got 4 years of college.
Okay.
I got three quarters of him. You're asking me who's more naturally talented? Well, Baker.
Baker.
But who fits San Francisco's style? I mean, if you look at Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan, Tua and Jimmy Garoppolo, limited physically, quick, accurate distributors of the football. It works for the system. I think Brock Purdy can do that. I don't think he's I think he can play. All right. Mayfield or the field?
Is that what it was called?
Well, yeah, I thought I was done.
Who cooked that segment up? I like it. Mayfield or the field.
These guys back here aren't just getting hockey
scores.
Yeah,
decent talent on your staff, huh?
We do. And if they don't, we just, boom. We're just like the NFL. Just get rid of them.
Quick hook. See ya.
Yeah, quick. We go to the bully really fast. Go to the bullpen very fast.
Houston Astros depth in the pen.
Yeah. Hour three on a Friday coming up.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.